Acts chapter 13, and I want to read from verse 1. Acts chapter 13 and verse 1. And this is about a very important journey that was made. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood us, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, "O full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season." And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Well, amen. May the Lord bless to us this reading from his word. This is, as I've mentioned, an important juncture in the life's experience of the Church of the Lord Jesus. Because here we discover in Acts chapter 13 that in addition to the Lord's commission to his disciples, the 12 apostles, the Holy Spirit also commissions these two men, Barnabas and Saul, and sets them apart for going out with the gospel as well. And these two men were principally charged with taking the gospel to the Gentile world. It does appear as if in realizing that the gospel was being spread amongst the Gentiles, this little church at Antioch grasped quickly the usefulness and the importance of taking the message to the Gentiles as well. And the Holy Spirit confirmed this burden that was in the church to speak to Gentiles and bring them to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And he called for Barnabas and Saul to be set apart to take that message. It seems that the church at Antioch had a number of able preachers and teachers. They're called prophets here, and they were declarers of the truth of Jesus Christ. We learned before that Barnabas and Saul had been to Jerusalem with a gift that the church at Antioch had sent to them, and now they had come back, and they were in the church here at Antioch as well. And we're told that the members of the church, they fasted, they prayed, they laid hands on these two men, and they sent them away. That fasting probably meant that they went without food for a period of time while they were seeking the Lord's direction and the Lord's will. And that had been traditionally a Jewish practice, and it seems as if this was an old habit in a sense that was dying hard, and it showed that they were dedicated and serious about seeking the face of the Lord in their prayers. And they prayed and asked God for wisdom. They asked God for help for the mission that was about to take place, and that he would support and go before and direct Barnabas and Saul. They laid hands on them, which is a picture of identification and encouragement, and suggested that they were supportive of the work that these two men were being sent to do. And then they sent them away with that united commitment to the work of preaching the gospel amongst the Gentiles. But the emphasis that we have here in these opening verses of chapter 13 is of the Holy Spirit authorizing, commissioning, and sending out these two men. And that assured this work of success, because when the Lord builds his church, when the Lord builds up his people, then this world cannot stand against it, and the very gates of hell cannot stand against it, because this is the Lord's church and this is his work. So we discover that the apostles, they head away on this great activity upon which they are embarked. I think a couple of weeks ago I showed you a little map that looked like this. So I hope you can see that again. And in that top right hand corner you can see Antioch. So Jerusalem is a little bit further down underneath that. That's where the Lord had been slain. And that's where the apostles had their center. And yet the church at the time of Stephen had been scattered. And some of those arrows show us where those early believers went. And it was to that little group at Antioch that are amongst that little group at Antioch up there in the corner that we find Barnabas and Paul being sent out at the moment. So that's the Mediterranean Sea, with the countries all around about the edge of the sea, right down to Egypt there and North Africa in the bottom. And it's from Antioch in the top right-hand corner that this missionary journey is going to take place. So I've got another map that just shows you, and this is a little bit more complicated. This is what always happened when I was at school. The teacher would put the first map up on the wall and I would think, oh, I understand that. That's pretty straightforward and easy. And then they would show me the second one and I would scratch my head and think, oh no, this is getting too hard for me. But there's Antioch there again on the right-hand side, just above Syria. And Seleucia there. And we can see that Seleucia is on the coast. So that's a port town, and that's where Barnabas and Saul went to get the boat. And this is speaking to us then in this passage in chapter 13 about what's seen there with the arrows with the one underneath it and the arrow with the two underneath it. This is them going to the island of Cyprus. So they went first from Antioch to Seleucia. They got a boat in Seleucia and they went to Salamis. And there they preached in the synagogue. So they had started preaching amongst the Jews, or they knew where they could get an audience and a hearing. And that was where they first went and began to preach. And afterwards, they went across to Paphos, which was one of the main towns on the island. And probably because it was such an important town on the island, that's where this man, Sergius Paulus, was the leader, the governor of that island of Cyprus. And so we can see that the work is going on, and Paul, or as he was called, and Barnabas, they began to speak. But when they started to speak, we also discover that there was a man called Bar-Jesus who was here, and he was a sorcerer. In verse 8, we also have another name for him, Elymas the sorcerer. And this man withstood Barnabas and Saul, or Paul, and he was a magician. And he knew this man, Sergius Paulus, the deputy of the country. And he was an important figure. It may well be that this Elymas was supported by him, maybe lived in his house or was a member of his staff. But in some way, he obviously felt offended that Sergius Paulus should be listening to the gospel. And we find that Paul powerfully opposed this man. So here we are, right at the very beginning of the gospel going out to the Gentiles. And the first thing that happens is that the devil, this sorcerer, this magician, raises opposition. And that shows us that Satan, who Paul calls a child of the devil, is always going to endeavor to stop the gospel being heard. That's the thing about the gospel and the world. These two things can never be reconciled. They can never be at peace. And it was perhaps indicative here, as the apostles went out on this missionary journey, which is sometimes called their first missionary journey, they went out and they were immediately opposed in the preaching of the gospel by this child of the devil. When somebody wants to hear the gospel, the devil and the world will crowd in upon that person to choke off all interest and to stop there being an opportunity for the gospel to be heard. And that's something that we should always remember. We should remember that Elymas, or the son of the devil, will always try to interpose, to make it hard, whether it's for you personally or for someone that you know that you're trying to bring under the sound of the gospel. There will always be a reason, and we shouldn't be surprised if that happens. But there's something else important here, because this man, Sergius Paulus, was a child of God. He was an elect child of God, because we are told that he believed the gospel when he heard it. And Paul had to withstand Elymas, and he did in a very dramatic way. He accused him of his deceitfulness, and he caused blindness to fall upon him. And by that miracle, it showed us that the blindness that was in Elymas' eyes was like the blindness and the darkness that was in his heart. He had no understanding of the light and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. He had no understanding of the way. He had to be helped around, and he sought someone to lead him, because he didn't know the way, the truth and the life, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he didn't understand the power of the gospel. But Sergius Paulus witnessed what happened. He heard these men speaking, and he revealed himself to be an elect child of God, because he trusted and he believed what he was being told. And this shows us that God will always make a way for his people to hear the gospel. So it's very possible that there will be hurdles put in our way. It's very possible that we personally will find that the devil tries to stop us hearing the gospel, or that someone that we desire to come to church with us or to hear the gospel being preached will be prevented from doing so. But we have this confidence that we should continue to uphold the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord will bring his people by whatever means under the sound of the word, and they will hear the words of eternal life whereby they must be saved. So this is the beginning of an important journey, because now the gospel is going out to the Gentiles, out to the towns and the cities of the Gentiles, and to the towns and cities all around the Mediterranean. And we can see that these arrows, as they stretch up into, that's what we now call modern day Turkey, this Pamphylia and Lycia and Cilicia, and Galatia up at the top, and Cappadocia. If you were listening in on Wednesday night, we were talking about Colossae being in Phrygia, and that's further up there to that top left-hand corner. But here is the gospel going out now with Paul and Barnabas, and they are about to head away from Cyprus and into Pamphylia, and from there on into their various preaching places. We'll pick up on this story on another occasion. But just perhaps to say that here we have another example of the power of God, God the Holy Spirit, leading his people and sending them where he knows the gospel has to be preached for the salvation of sinners. The Lord had his people in all of these towns, his elect people, his chosen people, and the gospel was now going out to find them. Barnabas and Paul were going out to find them. Who would have thought that a man like Sergius Paulus, the governor of the island of Cyprus, would be one of the Lord's elect people? Who would have thought that this man, who was almost like a king here in Cyprus, we might think of it as our governor in the state or the senator or even the president himself, and he was one of the Lord's people. And the Lord has his people. And as we preach and lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord calls his own people to himself, and he saves their souls through the preaching of the gospel. So thank you for listening.